Jim Moore sitting down with us here in Salt Lake City, ESPN 700. I say this every time I talk to you, but I did talk to him the other day. John Pease said,
"Oh, I love him."
Tell that young man who I've known since he was that big that I said hello.
We go way back, and he's one of my favorites, all-time favorites, one of my dad's all-time favorites, as you guys know. They went from Washington to the Stars together, the Saints together. Can I just tell you, though, that one of the great pregame activities, I'm so excited we play at 7:30 p.m. in Salt Lake City this year because that means I get to go to for a morning hike. So whenever I come to Salt Lake City, I go up and I hike before the game in the morning. Last year, we didn't play in Salt Lake City, but we played at BYU, and I went out to Sundance and hiked up to those falls.
Uh-huh.
And what beautiful country. You know, I like to go uphill. I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro this summer or this fall. I'm doing Denali next year. And anytime I can get in the mountains, and there's no more beautiful place than Salt Lake City. I love it. And I skied Park City this winter, so.
You've got all the locals down. The funny thing is, too, you see a lot of folks out there on the trail.
There's a lot of folks
And they're just
there.
Chatting with you, saying hi. So we come from that area, obviously, and I'm walking around downtown last night. And I made the mistake of saying I made eye contact with somebody, and I almost got stabbed. It was a meth dealer on the street, and I realized, okay, things are a little different here.
Well, there's different parts of town. Now, it depends where you are.
He wasn't in Westwood last night.
No.
You weren't in Westwood. But there's places you can get out and find some hills here, but it's a different kind of beauty. You know, I appreciate the beauty here, but I love the mountains.
I'm going to give you a hike to do. I'll email your SID the week of the game, or if you and I have the play-by-play guys, if we talk the week of the game. It's called the Living Room Hike. It's just up above the university.
Well, I think I might have done.
Have you
that
done
last
that one?
Year.
Yeah, it's about a mile and a half out, mile and a half back.
I need steep.
Yeah, but yeah, you're not walking in leisure.
No,
something tells me you're trail running a little bit.
No, the living room hike's got enough. It's got a little vertical to it. You've done the living room, haven't you?
Don't take Bill and I there. We'll stop every 10 minutes for trail mix. We have to pee a lot. I've seen guys like you, Coach, running up and down the hills. Is that something you feel like is an edge that you can use in your coaching, your players' respect?
It's just something I like to do. I like to go uphill. I like it when it's tough. I like to challenge myself. I have a great friend that travels with us that's attempting the seven summits. He's the first NFL player that will complete the seven summits. We're training. He's got a couple climbs, but we've got Denali, which is the old McKinley Denali in next May. So I got to get ready. But more than that, it's a way for me to get out before a game and clear my mind. And I love nature, and I love going uphill, and I love Utah. I think it's beautiful. You guys are lucky to live there. I'm lucky to live here and able to get there. So. It's a great place.
Jim Moore is with us. We had two of your best players, Kenny Young and Scott Quisenberry, that were sitting there the last couple of minutes.
Impressive and young guys, aren't
two
they?
Two great guys. Yeah. And
not real buff, though. I mean, not a lot of arms on them.
I know. Look at us compared to them.
This guy's a former center, if you can believe it.
No, you are
He
not.
Let the air out
yes,
of
sir.
Him. He was all Mount West Center.
What'd you weigh? 310.
What do you weigh now?
190 or something. It's the kids.
How many kids do you have?
A couple of kids
aren't
now.
Aren't they great?
I have a kid.
His name's Cody Ennis. He was about a 320-pound offensive lineman. He's now a 185-pound Navy SEAL.
Whoa. Okay, so he got tough.
He's a Navy SEAL. I mean, he has gone through, but he's a SEAL. He's in the teams. And to drop that much weight, amazing.
Well, I was just slow. I should have been a receiver. But
you gained a little weight. You could.
Well, my dad pulled me aside at 15. He had just got done timing me. We got my 40 time down like 8/10 of a second. He goes, son, I got you at 5.7. And that's a big improvement. He goes, you got to play on the O-line. So
whatever
I did it. Because we love football, and the offensive line is one. You know, the nice thing about the O-line, it's the only position in all the sports where you get to hit somebody every single play.
I know.
And that's what you got to enjoy about it. But, yeah, not everybody is blessed with great size. Yeah. Sometimes you got to add it on. Scott Quisenberry, didn't he add a couple of LBs?
He's about 325 now. He looks really good. Our offensive line, was our Achilles heel a little bit last year. Some of it due to injury. Some of us maybe putting guys in the wrong spot. Maybe asking them to do some things that they, weren't really great at, rather than finding out what they were great at and asking them to do that. But these guys have taken great pride in developing this offseason. We're developing some depth. We brought in a graduate transfer that'll start at right tackle for us, which, gives us more flexibility. If we can stay healthy up there, which has been a problem for us, then we're going to be okay. And having a guy like Scotty Quisenberry, putting his hand on the ball every time and snapping it to quarterback like Josh, protected on the left side by a guy named Colton Miller, on the right side by this graduate transfer, Sonny Odugwa. I think that we've got a chance to to be better, and well, they're going to work hard.
And that's what they both said was health and having a healthy Josh Rosen. That's both of those guys said it. They said, we've got a healthy Josh Rosen this year, and that's going to make a difference for us.
Yeah, it is. And not only a healthy Josh Rosen, but a more mature and a different mindset Josh Rosen, a young man who has figured it out. You know, it's fun in college football to watch these guys develop. They all develop at a different rate. You can't really predict, you know, how it's going to go for them and how they're going to emotionally and mentally develop. And I've seen Josh through his 3 years reaching and becoming the young man that we all thought that he could be off the field, and I believe it will transfer to on the field. He's humbled himself. He's challenged himself. And it's really fun to see. It's really fun to see.
The humbling aspect for Josh Rosen, I'm sure, was one that was aided a little bit by the injury last year.
Yes, absolutely.
So what about that changed his day-to-day routine? I mean, I'm sure he was much more involved in the film room with you guys.
Well, I think that he went to a dark spot for a while. You know, he's so used to competing, and then he's not able to compete, and we're struggling. He's not able to get there out there and help his team. And I think that anytime a guy that has – you know, the will to win, the will to succeed, the will to help his team win that Josh does, and they can't do it. It's humbling. It's hard. And then, you know, to see other players in our conference have success that he wanted to have, you can go two ways when that happens. You go hide in a hole, or you can accept the challenge, take the bit. And I saw Josh eventually, after he worked through some of the tough times emotionally, take the bit and attack. And I'm very impressed with the young man that he has become. I'm excited. I've known him a long time. I've known him since he was, a younger kid. He and my daughter are close friends. And so to sit back, kind of take my hands off him and turn him over to Jed Fish and watch him develop has been great. He's been blessed with three really good quarterback coaches in Noel Mazzoni, Marcus Tuiasosopo, and now Jed Fish. And they've all given him the best of themselves, and he's starting to project that.
How's Jed Fish factor into you bring him in, and he's obviously a great success in other places. What's his imprint so far in UCLA football?
He coaches like an NFL coach. He's been around three Super Bowl winning head coaches.
Sure.
Plus Spurrier and Harbaugh, plus many others. So his pedigree is outstanding. He's coached some great players. He's been a receiver coach and a quarterback coach. The way he installs, the way he talks to them, the confidence that he projects, the demanding nature, but never demeaning. He's in a few short months has had a tremendous effect, and I really hope that we'll see it on the field. I think we will. I think he's one of those special coaches. I think he's got it. I think that he's going to do a tremendous job for us, and hopefully we can hang on to him for a while.
You ski. You just said it a minute ago.
I love to ski. I was at Park City this summer.
You and Whittingham ski together?
No, I love
Kyle's,
him. No.
Kyle's a bomber.
Kyle,
I mean, he
really?
Goes,
I would love to ski with him because I love his attitude.
I love,
he attacks.
You two,
his Harley Davidson
I was going to say, you two are guys that are just go at it all
like
full.
Him.
I'd love
yeah.
to see the two of you and former Utah kicker who's now with the Bears, Andy Phillips, who was a downhill skier, the three of you get on a mountain together and just go at it, bomb down that mountain.
I go. I don't put a Snickers bar in my jacket, and I try to get on the first chair and the last chair and just go as hard. But I love skiing Park City. I love my favorite area ever to ski was Alta.
Kyle's a snowbird guy.
Is he?
Just right next door to Alta.
Snowbird too.
Snowbird.
I had a tough day at Snowbird in college, though. Just the snow was crazy. I got caught on the tram. You know, we tried jumping off into the powder. Then I finally got off, got lost. But I love that Utah snow.
Snowbird is the one where all the locals will tell you that's the place, man. You got
to
chill out.
I learned to ski there. I grew up in Kansas.
Nobody
in the
learns really? There at Snowbird.
So, I did.
It's too difficult.
But if you learn at Snowbird,
I
you
got
can
lucky
ski anywhere.
I lived in Boulder, Colorado, when I was six. So I started skiing when I was six, and I was a Colorado guy. I'm a Colorado skier. But then once I started going to Utah the last few years, I'm like, this is where I'm going. I have a buddy that has a place in Snowbird or in Park City. I mean, it's the greatest place in the world. Now, I haven't skied Sundance, but I've hiked it, and I love it.
Yeah.
Kyle Whittingham's absolutely a jean short skier. I mean, he is just raw.
Is he really? Oh, he's not going to wear the funky, the new gear?
Oh, he's jean
shorts. Is he wearing
shorts.
A helmet, though? Tell me he's wearing a helmet.
Please, no. No. Absolutely.
Gotta wear it. We got to get a helmet on him. We don't want him to get hurt.
Look, I grew up in an era where nobody wore helmets.
Well, I know.
Nowadays,
I do, too.
Everybody's got them on
you know
now.
What? You got to. And I if I'm going to ask my kids to wear helmets, then their dad better be wearing
Well, that's
one.
A good point. When you're with the kids, you got to set the good example. That's right.
Downhill skier, football coach, and hiker, and lover of all things Utah,
right.
Except on game day. That's Jim right. Mora.
You know what, though? Well, I'm not going to jinx myself by saying that. I'm just say this. I really do love Utah. I think it's a great place. I'd live there at some point in my life. You know, not yet. I don't want to go yet, though.
No.
Okay.
You got stuff to do here in Southern California.
And I'm looking forward to that Friday. Up until about 7:30, and then it's going to get really tough.
We told Scott we're going to order up a little snow.
That's a
last time early we played November, there, yeah.
Last time we played, it was awesome. It was a night game in the fourth quarter, and we won it, so that made it great. It starts to snow. We always take ice baths. We bring these tubs, we fill them up with ice, and we put them out, and the kids are sitting. It was like more like sleet, and they're in the ice baths, and they were these California kids, they hated it and loved it at the same time, and they still talk about it. It was awesome. You know, when they saw the schedule, we have to take ice baths in Utah again. I'm like, yes, we are.
Good to see you, Coach.
All right, guys, take care.
There
have a great day.
That's Jim Morrow with us here on ESPN 700.